throughout the 12-month period that is Machel the Bayi. It's the failure to exercise a single act of redemption, within a 12-month period. So, this is a very thin distinction, I mean, but it's not a matter of semantics. This is a very profound distinction. So that's why the Agudah says that from this Gemara in Mishore, it's a riot that Onus B'Yemachre is not considered as an Onus. All right, now that's one thing. The other thing that I told you I have to discuss today, that's as a continuation of the Inyan of Yesh Dayan Shidik Noren Tayan. Now, the Gemara has here two Mishnayos. The first motion of Rabbi was that Eini is Dibur. And the second motion is that Yeshen is Dibur. So number one, so it appears from that Gemara that on a Deraisa level, so even the first motion of Rabbi would agree that we have to say that Yeshna is Dibur, that the Kim Atnai Yenis is not the Kim Atnai. It's not the Kim Atnai. Why is it Kim Atnai? So we saw there's a battle between Rashi and the Ram and Dov. According to Rashi, it's based upon Lalao Sasidovo. What does it do? Because Lalao Sasidovo implies that the next Beinus is not attributed to the Gavre as an act by Gavre, the voluntary agent, but it's considered as a mechanical act, like an act done by a stone, that the wind flows down upon the head of a person. So the melee, it's not, it has a bearing, and knowing also, because in order that the Yetch of the Chal, there has to be a Kim Atnai by the Davre. If the Tnai is this kind of Enes, there is no Kim Atnai by the Davre. It just mechanically, it takes place. But he wasn't the kind of Tnai. All right. So that's the Shita of Rashi. According to the Ram, in Dorin, the reason is why Kim Atnai by Enes is not the Kim Atnai, because on the basis of Umdele. Because when a person stipulates Tnai, so he means, If it is done voluntarily, but if it is done involuntarily, he doesn't want to get to the house. So it's on the basis of him. Now, anyway, the second motion, the first motion says that he started eating on the basis of Akin Rabon and Yushimel. And the second motion, what they say is, no, there is no Akin Rabon and Yushimel. We passed by the first motion. Now let's see the motion of Rambam. How does the Rambam pass this halacha? The Rambam now tenseless mentions three levels. Einse di shriach legamre, so everybody agrees that a kim atnai, al dein is the shriach legamre, so it considers a kim atnai, because the fact that the bar didn't exclude it, indicate, and he thought about it, it's shriach legamre, so indicates that he included it. The fact that he didn't exclude this kind of a kim atnai indicates that he included it. So it is considered as if he spelled it out. Even if it is miskayim, to a name as the shriach legamre, it should be considered a kim atnai. Then, shriach or loy shriach, so we have the two mishnayos of Rove, and then we have the ines that to shriach klal. So then, even the first portion of Rove agrees that we don't say akin rabbanu dushmilei, so we may read the same halacha, that is an israel, that the kim atnai the ines is not the kim atnai applied. Right. Now, let's see, the Rambam doesn't mention the distinction between Enes Yishriach Ligamre, Enes Yishriach Lo Yishriach, Enes Yishriach Lale, doesn't mention anything. But the Rambam mentions the Aloche of Paskim Avre. So according to Teisves, why is it Paskim Avre, so Lo Yishne Masye, that's because it's an Enes Yishriach, and the Rosh Nagmor is like that. So it's considered that it's stolen out, that if it's miskayim that way, it should be considered a kim atnai. Let's see the Lashon HaRambam.
אם פרטס מחדר השם, הלוך יתחל. אמר לו, אם לא יעמד נחל לזה, ונוח לו בית שאינו שכנו חוש, או איתו חייבים, הרי זו סופית מגורשת.
כי דינשיים אמרו, אם מבוסי מכאן בשלישיין, הרי זה גט. ואם בוסי בשיח שלישיין, לא יהיה גט, ואיני שנהגט ביודו. עולים אמרו, הרי זה גיטך אמנה של יודו, ונזו עד שלישיין, וכן כל כעית בזה. זאת הלוך הזי, הלוך החס. זאת זה גמורה, אוף שלוי שמימס. גיסנו עולה, או שיהיה גט זה, אם לא יבוא עד שלישיין לדין הזו, והוא יבוא בדרך בשיח שלישיין, ויכול לו להיקרינו, ולא יבוא עד אחר שלישיין, הרי זה גט, אפילו אין לי מצוויח, הרי אני אונוס, שאין אין לי זוויגתי. עכשיו אני אומרת, בגמורת אל מהוד, ההוא לא אומר לי, לעשים כאן שותים, ואני גידוס בשפותים, אין לי פסים אבו, אומר לו, חודד עשוי, חודד עשוי, אומר, שמוי אלו עשמי מעשי. עכשיו, בגמורת זה בגמורת, זה לשכיח, שענה, זה חיל לבוא אלו עשמי, אבל לעשמי, יהודה עשתה נפשי. So the Rambam doesn't mention because it's an incident of Shriach. So Yehudafsid and Apshe, in other words, which clearly means he should have spelled it out if his intention was to exclude this kind of an angel. So he should have spelled it out. The fact that he didn't spell it out so indicates that his intention was that it should be considered as a Kimatna. He doesn't say that. He says, Shemin is Vigit. So the answer is that that doesn't present any difficulty here at the Rambam. Because the Gemara tried to mention a raya to Robert's first man. So the Gemara said, Vidilna unse di Shriach Shana. You cannot, there is no raya muchachas from Shmuel that this is the reason. But the Gemara used the Russian Vidilna. So, but Arim Gemes, since we do pass like the first Russian in Shmuel, and I'm sorry, the first Russian in Hope, that ain't my name is the Gitan, that the Kim Atnai Beines is considered Kim Atnai, so mainly we don't have to explain it on the basis of Unse Nishriach, Yudas and Nafshe, but on the basis of Entayin is Vigitin. The Rabban Paschus, like the first notion in Hove, that Entayin is Vigitin. But there, so that answers this question. Why doesn't the Rabban explain it on the basis of Unse Nishriach Shame, Yudas and Nafshe? But so there, it's on the, because since we passed on the first portion of Gobe, so we don't have to resort to this explanation. So then it has to be explained on the basis of Akin Rabban Vishnev. The Rambam doesn't mention Akin Rabban Vishnev. He just says, Sheinein is Begitin. Sheinein is Begitin. He doesn't say Akin Rabban Vishnev. So you can say, but that is the reason the Gemara says Akin Rabban Vishnev. But if the Rambam had meant, if the Rambam Shite had been, like the Shita Pinsves and Rashi and most Hashemi, that in this case of the Kimat Nai Beines, so the reason is why it's considered the Kimat Nai, because Chachomim were Matriya and Yidushi, so it's a glory of Yusuf and Matriya, who was never a Yidushi, they were never a husband and wife. And the Mele, with Raisi, she is Mutares, even Mikune, the Rambam should have mentioned it. Why doesn't the Rambam mention Akin Rabbanu Bishnei? The Rambam doesn't even mention Akin Rabbanu Bishnei. Not here, and not in the Gemara in Gittin. So in the Gemara in Gittin he doesn't mention it because the Gemara in Gittin mentions that in connection with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that people shall live with me a shliach in the Gemara. So the Gemara asks the Kashe, how can the Chachomim say in the Gemara if the Rai say the shliach has his model? So the get is no get. So she remains in the Shishish. How can the Chachomim say that the shliach is not mortal and the get is a get? So the Gemara says, I feel about the get. Well, the Rambam passed this like that. Except that according to Tesis, the same Akin Rabban Gdushmane applies to a people Ashliches, not in the presence of Bezin, not in the presence of Shnayim, not in the presence of Shlesho, according to Rav Nachman or according to Rav Sheshet. So Tesis says that's also on the basis of Akin Rabban Gdushmane. But the Rambam is not in Shibati Tesis. But here, the Rambam passes like the first version of Rove, and the first version of Rove is based upon Akin Rabban Gdushmane. Why doesn't the Rambam say Akin Rabban Gdushmane? So we have to say that the Rambam agrees with the Shita of the Rambam and the Shita of the Rashbo in Tshuva, Elef Kufsamach Reis. So they explain, this Akil Rabbon originally, not that actually the Chachomim are Mafdir Yushi, but in view of the fact that the Chachomim have the Keach to be Mafdir Yushi, and if the Chachomim would be Mafdir Yushi, so that would create a very unhappy situation for the Baal, because that would mean that the whole the marital relationship had been not a marital relationship, it's only an imaginary marital relationship, because she would be determined as a Tnuya L'Mafreya. So because of that, the Baal, who wants to do everything, Al Das Chachomim, so he's going to be daiten when he gives the get, and he stipulates it now, Im Leobe, Mikan, Vadi Beis Chedesh, so his intention is that even if he doesn't come because of an Eves, the get should still be had. This is how the Ramban and the Rashba explain in the Akil Rabban Dishmei, in other words, in the subjunctive. The Akil Rabban Dishmei in the Gemara Bo Basra Dachman Tez, where the Chachomim Umap Kiya Did Gushin at the very outset, when he forced the woman to say Reitzali, and then it was Mikadisha, so there the Rambam passed with Akil Rabban Dishmei. Mashiach in here, he doesn't mention Akil Rabban Dishmei. Why? So it is obvious that the Rambam understood the Gemara of Akil Rabban Dishmei in the same way as the Rambam and the Jewish Rashi. So that's why he says, Sheinei is the Gittin, even though in Kolatari Kule, in Okinawa, a Ki Matnai Beines is not a Ki Matnai. Why? Because Nehara is Asadomo. So in other words, a Ki Matnai Beines is not considered a Ki Matnai by the Gavre. It's considered as a mechanical realization, fulfillment. Not a fulfillment by the Gavre, the voluntary agent. But in Gittin, so an account of the Keach, of the Chachomim to Matir Bidushin, and because of Kodim Kadish Raita Rabon Mikadish, so the Mirdas of the Baal, when he gives the get, is that it should conform to the Rotzer Chachomim. Remember, the Rotzer Chachomim was that the Kimat Nai should be considered a Kimat Nai. Otherwise, a very unhappy situation would be created. So Mimele, that means that actually the Dushin is not focused, but in the subjunctive. So that's why the Rambam doesn't have to mention Akin Rabban Dushin, because on an actual level, there was no Akin Dushin. It's only on a subjunctive level that the Gemara says Akin Rabban Dushin. Alright. So that answers the kasha. Why doesn't the Rambam mention here, in the case of Paske Mavre, that Akin Rabban Dushin? Because he explains the Gemara like the Rambam in the Chuvah Rashi. But then there is a Kashi on the Rambam. Now Tesis is the Kashi. Here we pass in that the Kimat Nai Beines is considered as the Kimat Nai because of Snuri Sopuzis, whatever the reason. But it's considered as the Kimat Nai. But the price in Shorzi says,
That the Sefer of the Braise cannot, is inconsistent with the Reish of the Braise. If we say in the Reish, Harizi, in the case of Harizi, Gitter Mayim, and Mason Chirize, Vinofu Abayis, all the Gishinochosh, is any get, so maybe in the case of the Sefer of the Braise, we should also say any get. And if we say in the Sefer, in the case of the Sefer, in the end of the Chirize, Vinofu Abayis, all the Gishinochosh, is Harizi get, so then in the case of the Reish, we should also say Harizi get. So that's the Gemara's Kashi, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seife. The Reisha says, Arizi Gitach Mayim, Meisim Chirizem, Noch Vabai, Sol, Kishin, Noch Hosh, is any get. But if he died, the answer is, the death took place through an anus. The death took place through an anus. So mainly, a Kim at night through an anus is not a Kim at night. There was an unnatural death.
So in the Seife, in the case of the Seife also it was through an Enes. So why is it a Rizige? So Shochen Tamoch La'Remonu, the two are inconsistent with each other. In other words, the one who says the Seife, he holds the Kim at night through Enes, is considered Kim at night. So he'll say that in the case of the Reishe it's also a Get. And the one who says in the Reishe, in the case of the Reishe, a Get, he holds that the Kim at night to Enes is not a Kim at night. So in the case of the Seife, it's also a Get. And we paskin that the Kim at night to Enes is not a Kim at night. So bein in the Reishe, bein in the Seife, so it's a Get. So Teisa says, but we say that a Kim at night to Enes, so in the Rabbonon, because of Achim Rabbonon Dushinei, is considered a Kim at night. So Teisa says, comes to the conclusion that there are three levels. Shriach Lidamre, Shriach Lishriach, and Loi Shriach Kval. So when do we say Yishim Tznuyes, Yishim Putzeis, in the case of Shriach Lishriach? But in the case of Lishriach Kval, the Chachomim won't mafkeh the Kedushim. So mainly we say that the Kim Atnai Beines is not the Kim Atnai. Is not the Kim Atnai. But the question is, the Rambam doesn't mention this distinction. There are three levels. And still he paskins in the case of Paski Mavre, even though that is Shriach Lidamre. So he bases it upon the principle that the Kim Atnai Beines in Gittin is considered Kim Atnai because of Atkin Rabon Dushimei. But Atkin Rabon Dushimei doesn't mean that they were Matkir the Dushimei, it's in the subjunctive. Because the Chachomim have a Keah to be Matkir the Dushimei. And that, so this alternative would create a very undesirable result for the Baal and the Isha. So mainly the Baal wants to avoid such a contingency that the Kedushin should be Pokal and Matreya. So because of that, he's given a Daite Yaldas Chachomi that the Kim Atnai Veine should also be considered as a Kim Atnai. Alright. So the question is, Manifshah, So why don't we say it in the case of Areze Gitech Ma'ayel Mimeisin Chilzeh V'noch Wabai Solof V'tish Enoch Hoshes Enget? And then the Rambam is very strange. The Rambam passes this aloche in Perik Tes Milchaz Geresh Aloche Yitches. Oma lo in lo yamid mechilzeh V'noch Wabai Bais. No, Areze Gitech, Aloche Yitzay. Areze Gitech Ma'ayel Mimeisin Chilzeh V'noch Wabai Bais Enoch Chinoch Hoshel Tof Yari. וחייצי בזה, ומייס אינגט. אומר לו, אם לא יעמיד מחיר לזה, ונופל לו בייס ונוש ונוחוש, או איתו פיירי, הרי זה סופיק מדרשיס. וגמור הסייס, שולח מטעם אוך ואירי אימון, נראות את זה, הרי שנסי פייר, אינקנסיסטנט זה שם. And if we say, in the case of the רי שאינגט, so in the case of the סייפי, should also be אינגט. So why does the Rambam pass in the case of the Reishe? So that it's only get, and in the case of the Seife, you have it in the Chilze. You know, for Bayer Mishinochosh, Sofik Mitashis, what kind of stuff? So there is a Teretz, I think, that the Teretz is mentioned, I think so, I'm not sure, but I think that the Teretz Yaakov, the Yaakov Gesundheit, he mentions the Teretz and the Rambam. And Rav Chaim didn't like the Teretz, because the Yerushalmi also has the same kasha as the Babu. Maishna Reishe and Maishna Seife. Maishna Reishe, Maishna Seife. Monash. Even in the case of the Reishe, he may see the Chilze. You know, for Bayi Yishinokosh. So the price says Eike. Why? Because the Kim Atnai took place through an unnatural death. Beis. So the Mele, it's not the Kim Atnai, so it's Eike. The Tnai was not this guy. So in the Sefer too, when he said, "Im Yehemet Mechilze, V'noch Lepay V'Kishinochosh," why is that it again? So the Yerushalmi is the same Tashi, and the Yerushalmi gives a text. The Yerushalmi says, in the case of the Reishe of the Braise, so the Baal said, Im Meisi Mechilze. So what does Im Meisi Mechilze imply? If I die from this sickness. So in other words, the Kim Atnai consists in a death that results from the sickness. But the death did not result from the sickness. It was an accident. No full of bias, it is a lochash, of reality. So, mainly, the Tnai was literally not fulfilled.
question fulfilled to an end. It was literally not fulfilled. That man was amazing chayla. Amazing chayla. Now, if I die from the sickness, let's say he was afflicted, he had the sickness of tuberculosis. So he said, amazing chayla, if I die from tuberculosis, he didn't die from tuberculosis, he died because of an accident that he abides in Kishinokos. So literally, the tnai was not fulfilled. So chayla is saying, yeah, has nothing to do with the shayla. Whether he came at night, Venus is a came at night, or came at night, Venus is not a came at night. Here it wasn't fulfilled, period. Mashem came in the case of the Sefer Yerushalmi says, the tnai was in Goyen, the chayla. If I don't stand up, if I don't recover from the sickness. Did he recover from the sickness?
No.
He was killed because of an accident. But while the accident happened, he was still afflicted with tuberculosis. So literally, the tnai was this guy. Literally, the tnai was this guy. So if literally the tnai was this guy, So, some melee, and then Price holds, according to Yerushalmi, the Price holds that the Kimat Nai Beinus is a Kimat Nai. Is a Kimat Nai. Some melee is Aris again. So, how it was the tense of the Rambam? But the Rambam, first of all, the Rambam passed through that the Kimat Nai Beinus is not a Kimat Nai. A Kimat Nai Beinus is a Kimat Nai. The first motion of is a Kimat Nai. So, and if the Rambam passes like the Yerushalmi, so the Rambam should say, he may see the Chayim Zeh, even if we're by his own Kishin Nochosh. So he's saying it, because there was no fulfillment of the Tnai. Mashen in the case of him, we have the Chayim Zeh, even if we're by his own Kishin Nochosh. So I read it, so what does the Yerushalmi say? The Yerushalmi says it's a rizikid because the tnai was fulfilled and the kimat nai beines is the kimat nai. So the Rambam should pass in a rizikid. The Rambam passes that is something in Rashi. I think that Rabbi Yochanan Gesundheit says that the Rambam had a sofik, whether the aloche is like the Bavli or the aloche is like the Yerushalmi. So the mele, so that way, say, the Rambam understood the Gemara, Ochle Yavim, Onum Shokim, Tamoch Yavim, Onum, the way Rashi takes it. But that's a contagion. But the Yerushalmi says that the two are consistent with each other. But yet it's not whether the Aloha is like the Bible or the Yerushalmi. So the Mele, in the case of Yerushalmi, the Chalizel, not a Bible, the Shinochosh, so something like that. Now, we have to understand the Yerushalmi's Teret. The Yerushalmi seems to give a very simple Teret. But the Bavli doesn't give the Teret. Why? So obviously, according to the Bavli, even when he says, Imeisi Mechayuze, he doesn't mean, Imeisi, if I die from the sickness, if the sickness, tuberculosis, will be the cause of my death. But he means, Imeisi Mechayuze, if I die in the cause of it. So, in both cases, there was a literal fulfillment of the tnai. But, beis, some melee, the question is, why in the case of the reishe, the price says, in the get, that means the kimat nai beines is not a kimat nai, and in the case of the sefer, it is a get. If a kimat nai beines is not a kimat nai, so in the case of the sefer, it should also be a get. If in the case of the sefer, we say it is a get, because a kimat nai beines is a kimat nai, because of Avtin Rabbon Vishnei, whatever the pshat is. And there is no distinction between Shriach and Roi Shriach, Shriach and Roi Shriach, and Roi Shriach Lau. So then, it should be a get in both cases. In both cases. So, Reb Chaim said, obviously, the Bavli is Chilkan Yerushalmi. Because the Bavli holds that even when he says, Imeisim Chilizeh, he doesn't mean, Imeisim, if I die from the sickness, but it means, if I die in the cause of the sickness. So, but, whereas Rashi and Tesis, they explain the Gemara, Sholchan Tam, Ochle Ageinon, that if we say, in the case of Imeisim Chilizeh, we have to say in the case of Himei Mitzchem Yizeh, also in the get. So he says, no,
Och le yavi ein lonu. Wenn der ist schibisch in der Preise, entziehens in der Reiche und ich sehe einige, so dann in der Seife und ich sehe so viel mit der Reiche. This is how the Rambam explained the Bible. Schoch le mitam, och le yavi, ein lonu. In other words, what is ein lonu? We don't know. That's the Rosh, ein lonu, we don't know. On the contrary. So, we have to understand why it is so. But it fits the Rosh, not ein lonu. In other words, schoch le mitam, och le yavi, if in the case where we said, in the end, in the end, in the end, in the end, ein lonu, we cannot say, in the end, Migrashes are in Migrashes, this is soft. But the question is, how do we explain it? So in other words, if we say that in the case of Areze Gitter Malini makes in Rinze, so it's saying that why the Kim at night, Beines, is not a Kim at night, a Kim at night, Beines is not a Kim at night, so the mayor in the case of Ilgoyem in Rinze, no Hubali Tishinohos, it should be soft in Migrashes. Why soft? So Rav Chaim says as follows. But wait. There is a basic distinction between the Tnai Bikumba Sei and the Tnai Bisheva Alpansi. Because in the Tnai Bikumba Sei, in Meisim Chirze, so until the Tnai is Miskayim, there is no Kim Atnai. So the get cannot be half. The Tnai. Mashein Ki, the Tnai Bisheva Alpansi. In Loye Emei Michirze. What do you mean by Michirze? If I don't recover. Now let's say, it's a long protracted sickness. And the sickness continues, let's say, for 5 years. For 5 years. So, the first day after he gave birth, he's still sick, he still needs recovery. So there is a minute with him at night. Every minute, there is a Kim at night, you wait a minute, if I don't recover. So you should be in the crashes. Today he doesn't recover, tomorrow he doesn't recover, he's still confined to bed, he's very sick, he's a misukin. The day after tomorrow, and it continues for months, months. So there is immediately a Kim at night. But suppose at the end of 5 years or 10 years, it doesn't make any difference. So he recovers, he becomes cured. After being confined to bed for 10 years, he becomes cured, there is a new medicine discovered, and then he becomes cured, he recovers from the sickness. So then death is mevatel at night. But until there is a bit at night, there is a Kima. Some in Mele, the reason is why the Vaisa says, Harize Gitech Mayim Meisim Chayize, Vinofu Abayis Olofu Ikishi Nochosh, is in it. Why in it? Because a Kima Tnai Beines is not a Kima Tnai. Is not a Kima Tnai. Now, is not a Kima Tnai. A Kima Tnai Beines. Some in Mele, it's in it. The Tnai was not this guy. That is only Shayach if the Tnai was Bikumba Sei. He made Zimchei. So in other words, what constitutes the Kima Tnai? The death. So, and the death occurred to a Menes. So that's so the Kima Tnai took place, was realized to a Menes. So it's not the Kima Tnai, so same again. Mashein came, he says, in Moyemet Mechelize. So then, after 6 months, not all bias with Kishinohosh, and he dies. But right now, the first day that he was still confined to bed, the second day he was confined to bed, there was a continual Kim at night. The Kim at night consists in not recovering. Today not recovering, tomorrow not recovering, the day after tomorrow not recovering. So there was a continual Kim at night. But if at the end, let's say, of 6 months, he would die, so that would be a big lakma. But right now there is a Kim at night. He's not recovering. So the Mele, the price says, so two that the Kim at night Beines is not a Kim at night. So in the case of him, he's in the Chereze, where the Kim at night consists of the Mise, Bikumbase, and that Kim at night takes place, Beines, some Mele, not the Kima Tnai, the Tnai was with Niskayim, so it's saying again, Mashiach Kirim Lev in the Chereze. So the Kima Tnai is immediate. That's not means every day that he's still sick and he doesn't recover, so that means there is a Kima Tnai Shaloi Beines. There is a Kima Tnai Shaloi Beines. And so there is a Kima Tnai. But if, let's say, he would die a natural death,
after 6 months, that would be a big lot night. But since that there was, he didn't die a natural death, so there was no big lot. So why does the Gemara say, Sholcho mitam, Ochle Ari, in the case of Ilyem, the Inlonu, and the Inlonu is expressive of the diet? We don't know. Inlonu be a day. It is something, because suppose, now it's true, that at night, Bishabal Tai said, so the Kim at night is immediate. But then, if he does die, so that is Mivaka at night. Now, so Mimele, even if he died, Beines, so there is nothing that could be Mivaka at night. So there is nothing that could be Mivaka at night, if because we don't know what would have happened. Suppose the accident would not have happened. He was suffering from tuberculosis, and he was confined to bed. And he said, and for 6 months he didn't recover, and then no more bites, and he was killed in an unnatural way. Suppose we knew that if the bites had not collapsed on him, he would have died from the tuberculosis, naturally. He would have died from the tuberculosis. So then we would have said that the get is not hard. Even though he died from an unnatural death, and the Kim at night there was all the time, but suppose he did die from the tuberculosis, a natural death. So then we would say that's miracle that night. And it's Gloria Milson Matreya. So in other words, so then the get, so if he died the natural death, so then we would say that the get would be hard, because there was him at night. Now, we don't know whether if the accident had not happened, whether he would have died from the sickness or not. Now, if it had been determined, if we had revealed, he would. And if we would know that he would have died. He would have died anyway, even if the bias had not collapsed on him. So he would have died anyway. So then we would say that the get is hard. The get is hard, because even though the ultimate death took place for Reines, but the Kim at night was nisqaim every day. Every day that he doesn't recover, so there was a Kim at night. But if we knew that had it not been for the accident of Nofel of Bais, the Kishi Nochosh, he would have recovered. So then we would say that the Kim at night, the Ines, is not a Kim at night, and had it not been for the Ines, then he would have recovered. There would be a people at night. So the melee would be considered as a people at night. And he would be, then she wouldn't be migratious. But if we knew that even if the accident had not happened, he still would have died. So Mele, then we should say, it's precious. Why? Because the fly was this kind the first day it didn't recover. But if Klapish Meyer with his guys, that if not for the accident, he would have recovered, so then there would be a bit like night. Then she couldn't be precious. So since it came at night, Venus is not considered a team at night, so if the only reason is why there was no people at night is because of the Ines, and it's not been for the Ines, so it's followed that there would have been a people at night, so the Mele only consider it as if there hadn't been a team at night. But if it had been determined that even if the accident had not happened, he still would have died, so the Mele, so then she should be precious. We couldn't say, well, the T'nai was this kind of Ines. The T'nai was not this kind now, when the accident happened. The T'nai was this kind at the very beginning, when he gave her the get, so there was already came at night. But if it would be determined that if not for the accident there would be a bidwat nai, so then we would say the only reason as to why there was no bidwat nai is because of the anus. Had the anus not taken place, there would be a bidwat nai. So in final analysis, the nai would be miskan of the anus, because if not for the anus, then there would be a bidwat nai. And because of the anus, there was no bidwat nai. So in final analysis, the nai would be miskan in place. But if it had been determined thus, I'll be noted that even if the anus had not happened, he still would have died. So then we cannot apply the timer. A kimatnai anus is not a kimatnai, because the kimatnai took place immediately upon the delivery of the get to the Isha. There was a kimatnai. But if we knew that if not for the anus, so there would be bidlatnai, so what precluded the bidlatnai? The anus. So that means that the kimatnai took place 2 days. That's not the kimatnai. But suppose we knew, we don't know certainty, that even if the accident had not happened, he still would have died. In the later, maybe 2 days later, but he would have died. So then we cannot say that she is any precious. Any precious, because the tnai was miskind of anus. No, the tnai was not miskind of anus. The tnai was miskind the first moment he handed over the definition. So that's why. But we don't know. No human being knows what would have happened in the subjunctive if the accident had not happened. So there is a possibility that if the accident had not happened, so he would have died anyway. So if we knew that, so then she would be miraculous. Because there was a kimatnai shaliyot in it, the first moment when he didn't recover. But we don't know whether he would have died anyway or not. So that's why the Rambam passes it off in miraculous. So the Rambam explains the Gemara Shochem Tam Ochle Ari in Lonu, that in view of the fact that in the Reish, in the case of the Reish, it's only get. So in the case of the Seife, and then it was Ochle Ari, Eilonu, we don't know. How can we know whether you would have died anyway or not? So maybe it's up in question. It's up in question. This is Reb Chaim Starets, it's not in the Seife. Now, there is one more point that I want to discuss. Just one more point. Now, we saw that Rashi explains the deen of the kimatnai venus is not the kimatnai on the basis of a narrow assessment. But the Ram explains it on the basis of women. And the Gemara itself in the Dogen that for Zion mentioned narrow assessment. But the Gemara says, V'chitein ektol nishane, v'atnam, yigir echavei reishi hichol etzlei. And if we know, so is any neder. So according to the Ram, the Gemara says, that too, Ktomi Shame, but it should not be considered a Kimatnai because of Umne. But according to Rashi, so the Gemara is only deducing from that Mishneh that Lanare Sasedobo has a bearing upon Tnoim also. It's not just a Tzerasakosu that is Potter of Manch. Now, the Rambam, Reb Chaim Starets, all this way he explains why in case of the Yemi Tachiri Zeh, the Kishi Nochor, Shnoch Dai Nochor, so something in Russia. Because since it's a Kimat, since it's Nai Vishal Altai Seh, so there is immediately Kimat Nai. But if he would have recovered, then there would be a big lot Nai, so maybe it's not because of that. So that is all right if we explain the Aloche of a Kimat Nai basis, if not a Kimat Nai on the basis of an Aloche Sasadot. So then we can say that. But if we are going to explain the halacha of kimatnai means not being the kimatnai on the basis of umdan and the way the Ram does, so how could we say sofik megreshes? How could we say sofik megreshes? If it's on the basis of umdan, so manav shechadarad, because his intention was certainly that if he will not recover because of the death, so that she should not be skuko lechlitzer yiv. So as far as Hunter is concerned, so we should say that she should be precious in either case. Now, since So Teisves explains it that since it's so shriach wow, we'll not see a daife shiyot a shege. So that's all right, I'll do the Teisves. Because Teisves mentions the distinction between three levels. Ushriach el gamre, shriach el shriach, and lo shriach wow. But the Rambam doesn't mention that the three levels. So according to the Rambam, there is no distinction between the name is the shriach el gamre and the name is the shriach. So the question arises, if there is no distinction between the three levels, so how can the Rambam say that in the case of because we don't know whether if the accident had not happened, whether he would have recovered or not recovered. So that's all right if it is to be explained on the basis of a kimat naiveness, al-pidin is not considered as an act of the government. It's a mechanical act. It's not an act of the government as a voluntary agent. So then, in this case, where it took place veinus, and we don't know whether he would have recovered had it not taken place veinus, some limits of it. But if we explain it on the basis of Wundene, someone of Shah, either the Wundene is that she should be Midrashes, or the Wundene is she should not be Midrashes. Why is something Midrashes? I mean, the Wundene of the Baal is that it should depend upon what would have happened if the accident had not happened, whether he would have died anyway from the signal or not. That's nonsense. I mean, the Wundene of the Baal is certainly not based upon that contingency. It doesn't make any difference to him. What would have happened to him if he had died from the sickness anyway or not? So we have to say, in order to explain that Rambam, according to the Chaim, that the reason is why Kimat Nai Venus is not the Kimat Nai is because of Munaris Asadovo, not because of Umi. Now the question is this, how can we explain the concept of Unaris Asadovo in regard to Itnai of the Mesi? Bishwele, the Itnai is in the Oven Kamba de Mishidesh. Then it can be an act by a Gavre, and it can be an act by the Gavre Zechet. As I said in the Rosh Hashanah, in other words. So sometimes a person acts, but he acts as a Chetze, like a stone. He doesn't act like a Gavre, like a voluntary. So that's all right in the case of Itnai.
Suvos, Yud-Dalad, Elul, Hetov, Shimon, Beis, October 2nd, 1981, on Friday.
I ask you to look over the Agude and also the Mekiyeset. There is a machlokes between the Agude and the Mekiyeset in Bolotano that in regard to the case of Onus B'Yemacher. So, the Mekiyeset Shifayin that if somebody has not been anonymous all the time, but the last minute he was anonymous, so he's considered anonymous. I mean, that's Nehiyah Ligabei Tashlumi of a Tfilah of Minche, let's say. Minche, you can daven until night, but he had ample time to daven at 12:30, at 1, at 2, at 3, but he postponed it, there's still Eidayim Godi. And he postponed it until the last minute in the day. And the last minute in the day, he happened to be anonymous. So the Mekiyeset in Bolokame says that in such a case, so he's considered anonymous. He's considered anonymous. The Bolokame that's in Perikita Toregel, so the union of the in the sugye of the Ishe Yishim Chitzo. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Yechanan, so Ishe Yishim Chitzo. And according to the Shlokim, Ishe Yishim Amein. My Benayeh, Iki Benayeh Lechayu Vidal Edvon. According According to Rabbi Yochanan, the teaching in Shilchito, if somebody makes a fire in his own courtyard, and then the fire is spread and will injure the person, so he'll be mechuyeh to pay down the boy. Nezek, tzahar, vipu shevet. Beish is not because there is a special aloha in Beish, actually he's chavon mubayish. Now, when he makes a fire, his kavone was not to be mubayish, he just was negligent. But, so maybe he's not mechuyeh with Beish, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. But the other that was born in Nezek Tzah, Vipu Shemes, is Mechuyev. According to Mishlokish, so it's Mishmemeine, it is not Mechuyev, it's that was born. Ike Benayel, the Chayim, that was born. Inu Nezek Tzah, Vipu Shemes. Vilmanda ma Mishmemeine, loy Mechayev, el di Nezek Duchut. Dumbe di Shere Shiz, Vilmanda ma Mishmchitzo, Chayim, that was born, ki Vilose Ba'atzi. El di Beishe, Kiven, Shaloi, Kiven Shaloi, also the Havone Potter, the Vishim Choyoto Verziko Psi, the Mashma the Havone, Abel Hochele Kelpshi, Vim Tema, Amai Mechadim Gese Tessi Kashi, the name of the Ramah. So, Vim Tema, Amai Mechadim Alei Tvei Menishav and Mizrek Shnai in the Zoraka Bo, the Potter Amar Bo, the Ori. So why do we say that according to Rabbi Yechanish Ish Mechitza, if he makes a fire on his own courtyard, and then the fire spreads in New Jersey, the wheel that was rolling. But why should that be more, why should that involve more negligence than the case of Mishavim Mizrik Shnai, Vizorekar Bo, the Potam Abod rolling? So there he was Mishavim Mamesh to Bezerik, but he was Mishavim only to Bezerik Tuchitzin, and Zorekar Bo. So still his Potam is still Potam Abod rolling. Al Haskami Lechamu here, where he made the fire, his own courtyard, he had no kavanah that it should spread and injure. So why is he mechuyev al dvorim? Yesh leima v'hosom kvor shiyeh, that's the Ramas kash. Yesh leima v'hosom kvor shiyeh b'kiyaz rikosei, v'loi lizrik tvei, v'chizo agdalet korev lonusu, avu hoche shal yishoma gachvosei meruach mitzuyo, v'chayei tzibor pesheyahu, ופיחו מידום אינם אלוהי ישראל מנחס לבחי כי ישוחח יום הדינופלו דיפותם דאו דבורי ואוסו ממצינו לנאמר אפילו תחולוסי לפשיעי כלל דיבוס אשר שנו חזינו נקים שיוכל ויזו יבו והאישה איתו לך פשיעו ואין משום דשוחח אונוסו לגבי שיקחי כדאמרינון גבי שבוע ליפחו אונסו אבל הוכה גבי רוח מצויו פשיעו וחייב בתחולוסי לפשיעי בסגל בנסו הרמזה So in other words, so the Ramah says there is a difference between Yishab and Yisrashai and Yisorak Arba. So there, he's for there, even though he was Yishab into Yisrashai Shnai. The answer is, Shnai wouldn't result in that injury. In other words, it is not if he threw two stones, so it wouldn't result in an injury. And the only reason as to why it resulted in an injury was because unintentionally, against his will, instead of throwing two, he threw four. So Mimele, he's not a Bishaya. He's not a Bishaya because the truth is that had only two stones been thrown, or two hits been thrown, then it wouldn't result in that injury. So Mimele is not a Bishaya. Mashiach came here when he makes a fire in the courtyard, and then the fire spread to Yeruach Mitzuyo. Every person, every normal person knows that an ordinary wind will spread the fire, so Mimele is a Pesheya. Since he's a Pesheya, so Mimele is highly downfall. This is what Ramah says. Then Yisef says something very, very strange. Omar HaMechaba. פירוש הרמזל, נראה לי בו, דמי שלא יספלל בעת שיש לו זמן להספלל, מפני שסובו שעדיין נשאר לו זמן, אחר שיתמר עסק, שהוא ניסס את זה, ובין כך ובין כך עובר לי השור, שיניק חמזי דפשיה, אלא הרי הוא בכללתו ולא יספלל, שמספל שתיים לתשלות, וכן מי שנשחל לחבר בשבו, שיתם לי מויס ואין ונזכה בין הים קודם, ואם אדוני בידיים יש לי פנאי, והולך לעסוקו ושוכח עד שעובר הים, הרי זה קונוס. הרי זה קונוס. So in other words, so the Ramah doesn't say it, but the Mekiyeh says it. Just as the Ramah says,
in connection with Ishim Shimchitzah, if he made the fire in his own courtyard, and so he was negligent at the moment when he made the fire, because he knew that this kind of a fire can spread with an ordinary wind. Even though later on, when the fire did spread, and he tried to do everything to stop it, he couldn't stop it. So he's still considered not an Onus Potipishaya in view of the fact that the first moment when he made the fire was a Pishaya, even though the last moment it was beyond his control. Same thing is true if somebody had to daven mincha. So he had time to daven mincha from 12:30, let's say, till 6, and he was free, he was not occupied. At 1:30, at 12:30, at 2, at 3, at 4. But he said, oh, I didn't go there. It only takes me 5 minutes to daven mincha. There are so many hours left. And then, so he postponed it for the last 5 minutes. At the end of the day, and the last 5 minutes, he had to be announced. That was beyond his control. So he cannot daven to Shmini Esres, because he's amazing. He's a Pesheya. He's not announced. So he can daven to Shmini. So he says, So he mentions the riot the other way. In other words, we see that only by Ish, when he prepares a fire in his own courtyard, so then he's considered the Shia. But Mishavim Mizrach Shtayim Vizora Karba, so then he's not a Bishaya. He's not a Bishaya. So because he figured out that the two stones cannot result in any injury. So the same thing is true. This is analogous to the case of Nisraven Yisrael Shtayim Yisrael Karba. It's not analogous to the case of making a fire, because over there is a Peshaya all the time. He's a Peshaya all the time. He knows that through Ruach Mitzuyah, so it will spread. So he's a Peshaya all the time. Mashiach, in the case of Nisraven Yisrael Shtayim Yisrael Karba, so he figured out correctly that two stones will not result in an injury. And he was mishaven to throw two stones. But he threw four stones. So the melee is considered an onus. So where he postponed the davening of Minche, until the last few minutes in the day, and then he was really an onus, so he's an onus. So onus the machrei, the last moment is an onus. And the same thing that Nimkeyesev says, if Nisraim chavir vishwe sheitno imoyis yedwein, v'nizkia vein ayin gode yedweima v'nibe adayin yish nitnai v'holach v'asokop, v'shochach ha'shover hayein ha'rezik onus. So he's considered an anus, even though he could have been mikayin vishwe at the beginning of the day, he had ample time, but he postponed it to the end of the day. And the end of the day, he really was an onus. And the kind of an anus that happened at the end of the day, he couldn't anticipate at the beginning of the day. So in many ways, he's considered an onus. So the Shita Mukiyeset is that onus, b'yei machel, or b'sho achreino, so he's considered an onus. Da'adude Yisrael. Now, the Bes Yosef in Simen Chof Zayin in Cheshin Mishpet, so he says, so he mentions a riot from the Gemara in Gittin. There is a halacha that if somebody sells a bais in Or HaChaimo, so the Meicher has a right to redeem that bais within 12 months. In other words, if within the 12 months, as of the Mechiras HaBais, he comes to Rekeach and says, I want to get it back. Here is the money that I paid you for the bais that you gave me.
that you gave me for the bites, and I want to get back the bites, so he has a right to do that. Only within the first 12 months. But if he doesn't redeem it within the 12 months, so then the bias becomes hollow to him. He acquires absolute title in the bias. So the Gemara says in Mishaos, in Dalet on the face, Nan Hosom, Provisheno, your Nitman, Yevish, Nimosa Chedesh, Kedesh, your Holy Grail. So many a Canaan, a purchaser of a bias in Orichemo, so in order to frustrate the attempt by the Mechia to redeem, so what did he, so he was accustomed to do at the end of the Yves Chedesh, when the Mechia was likely to come with the money to redeem the bias, so the Canaan used to hide himself, so that the Mechia will not be able to meet him, Mimele will not be able to redeem the bias. So then the bias will become hold. Absolute title will become vested in the hands of the Canaan. So Hillel Azok was Misake Sheikh Moiz of Yishko, the Shaper Sadeles, the Nichmas, the Imisai Sheyotse Halo, Yobi Vinitiris Moiz. So Hillel Azokim was misake that the Meicher should have the right to throw, there was a certain rishke in the Beis Hamikdash, and in that rishke the Meicher had the right to put the money and redeem it thereby. That was Takon of Hillel Azokim. But without Takon of Hillel Azokim, if the Meicher would hide himself, if the Mekeach would hide himself from the Meicher, even though the Meicher would try to meet the Mekeach and redeem the house, so it would still become Nechla. But the question is, after all, if we are going to say that Onis B'Yemach is considered an onus, that Onis B'Yemach is considered an onus, as the Mekeisef says, so why did he have to make it a kone? Without that a kone, if the Mekeach would, if the Mekeach would try to redeem it, he would come to the Mekeach's house to redeem it, but he wouldn't find the Mekeach in his house, because the Mekeach would be hiding himself. So that means that he was an onus, if we say onus b'yemach is an anus. And if he's an onus, so the melee, the body should not become whole. So it wasn't necessary for Hillel to adopt a special takone without recourse to a special takone. So the body shouldn't become whole. If we are going to assume that onus b'yemach is considered an anus as Mugiyis. So that would be, mentions the raye, that onus b'yemach is not an onus, he is chelik amigiyis. Now, the Beis Yosef mentions that Akudei in Siman Chof Zayin, and the Ksis Achishen in Siman Nun Hei. So he says, Kosov HaBeis Yosef, Siman Chof Zayin, Zeo Yishen, Motsosi Kosov Bishin, Sefer Akudei, Po Bishen O Yonit Ma Bimachim Shom Yishchidesh, Kidei Sheyiye Cholut, Mika Mire, Sho Odom Shenoda La'ase Yizdobo Biyei, Biseich Lamed Yei, O Yizman Acher, Viloi Nenas, Teich Hazman, for Yochil Asis, who became the Mishlim Zine. In other words, if somebody made an Eder to do something, Pesach Lamed Yei, or on a certain day, and he could have done it at the beginning of the Lamed Yei, or at the beginning of the day, early in the morning, and he didn't do it. He postponed it to Dayim Godeh, and then at the end of the day, or at the last day of the 30 days, so he was a real honest. ובגלל מישלם זינני ננה אסווי קוראינס מדהות סטרחיו לסיכוני דהוכה ננה אס בימה. That's the shikha of that. Now the Messines asks a kasha against the shikha of that. Now the Shukhnoch in Yilchas Nidorim Reish Nun Hei the Mechaba mentions two days the shikha of the Agude and the shikha of Mugiyis. In other words, it's a machlekes l'shem whether Onus B'Yemachin is considered an Onus or Onus B'Yemachin is not considered. The Nisibes here in Simen and Heyuch Eshinche, Esti Kashe against the Agude from our Gemara in Suvos. The Gemara here says, discusses the question whether Yeshin is Bigitin or Eilin is Bigitin. So Rabbi's first lotion is that Eilin is Bigitin. Why is Eilin Bigitin? Because of Afkin Rabban Edition. But on the Raisa level, without the Takonis Chachomim, without the Akkoas Dushin, so then we should say that Yeshin is Bigitin, that the Kiyom Atnai, the Ines, is not considered the Kiyom Atnai. Is not considered the Kiyom Atnai. But Rabbi said, that it is considered a Kiyum HaTnai because of Tzluyes, Kutzes. So then the Gemara tried to mention a riot to Rabbi's Din. Elo Mihom, Yahud Yom Alu, Yiru Yassin and Mikamba Potei Yelim, Rebbe Gite, also the same Potei Yelim, who passed him out. So he gave a get to his wife, and he said, if I don't come within 30 days, so then the get should be hard. So the Kiyum HaTnai consists of not coming within 30 days. And then he wanted to come. He wanted to come. But the bridge broke down, passed him over. So because of that, he didn't come. So the Tnai was Niskaye, but not voluntarily, not Mirtzene, but against his will the Tnai was Niskaye. He really wanted to be Mivatel the Tnai and to come. But the bridge broke down, so he was prevented from being mivatel at night. So in other words, there was a Kiyum HaTnai all days. So, Omar Shmuel, Lakshmi Masya. It's not considered as coming. So in other words, it is considered a Kiyum HaTnai. And the get is Ham. So it's a raya to Rode. So the Gemara says, no, there is no raya to Rode's deed. That Eilin is Gittin, that the Kiyum HaTnai Beimes by Gittin. He is considered a Kiyum HaTnai. Maybe a Kiyum HaTnai Beimes by Gittin, even by Gittin, is not a Kiyum HaTnai, as in Kol HaTorah Kulo. But the reason is why Shmuel said, Loi Shemasye, Vibir Meunse Nishriach Sha'amen, Dechim Yiboyer La'asnuye, V'lo Yatsne Yud Asa Nafshe, because that was Motsu, every Monday and Thursday the bridge rolled down, so the mail at the bow, when he stipulated, if I don't come within 30 days into the city, so then the Getcher Bihar, he knew that it's possible that he will try to come and will not be able to come because of the bridge breaking down. And he didn't stipulate that if I don't come as a result of the bridge breaking down, so then the Getcher should not be Bihar, so that indicates that he is wounded or was. That the get should be hal in any event, even if he's not able to come because of the breaking down of the bridge. So the Gemara says here that the only reason as to why Shmuel said, it's loish mimasye, is because it's a nimse l'shriach. But if it hadn't been a nimse l'shriach legamre, so then Shmuel would say that the get is not hal, even though the Tnai was Niskayim, but the Tnai was Niskayim al Beinis. The Tnai was Niskayim al Beinis, but according to the Agude, when did he try to come? The last day of the 30 days. He could have come the first day of the 30 days, the second day, the third day. He could have come on any one of the days of the 30 days. And then the bridge didn't break down. The bridge broke down only the 30th day. So why was he anonymous? Because he postponed it. He postponed it till the last day. According to the Agude, since he could have done it before, some mayor owns me a machre, he is not anonymous. So we see from this Gemara, the anonymous being a machre, he is anonymous. Because the Gemara says, if it hadn't been an answer, the Shriach would have done it. So there, Shmuel would say that the Kiyum HaTnai is not the Kiyum HaTnai. Why is it? Isn't it the Kiyum HaTnai? Because it's a Kiyum HaTnai Beinis. Kiyum HaTnai Beinis. But why is it the Kiyum HaTnai Beinis? He was able to count the other days of the 30 days. The first day, the second day, the third day. Only the 30th day. So it was an onus. So it's a raya that onus v'yemache is also. This is the kasha of the Nisibes, again, so it's before 7, I mean, it's not the
regular Sefer of Reb Chaim, but it's Mefosef in the name of Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim says that there is a difference. When there's a difference between the case, what kind of an example does that give image? That Buddha says, Mikamire Shodom Shemodao Asis Dobo Bien Miseich Lamed Yen Uzman Ache Veloy Nenas Tirhasman Voyochel Asis Uvienne Vishlem Zimne Nenas. So we call it son of Ray. So that Buddha has referenced the case where he took in Eda to do something within 30 days, to do something in Eda Shue, to do something. So the Mele, that means that is Mechuye to do it immediately. And the Halacha that the Agude also mentions in connection with Tfilas Mincha, so in other words, if it is already a Roshin Shoyitz, Shin Shoyitz Umechzor, so then he is Mechuyev to Davin Mincha. It's not that the Chiyuv of Davin Mincha begins the last few minutes in the day. The Chiyuv to Davin Mincha begins immediately at Shin Shoyitz Umechzor. So then he becomes Mechuyev to Davin Mincha. But he can fulfill that Chiyuv later too. But he is mechuyev immediately. And if he took an eder or a shvuah to do something within 30 days. To do something within 30 days. So the male is mechuyev immediately to do it. But he can fulfill his chiyuv even if he does it the second day of the 30 days, the third day. So since he was mechuyev to do it, early, he didn't do it, and he was able to do it, and he didn't do it. He postponed it during the last minute of the day. In the last minute of the day, he was anonymous. So he's not considered anonymous. Not considered anonymous. Mashiach came in the case, where a person makes it mine. If I will not come in the city, from now until 30 days, so the Kiyum at night consists of not coming. In other words, 30 days. In order that the Kiyum should be held, there has to be a non-coming. A non-coming of 30 days. A non-coming of the first day of the 30 days. A non-coming of the second day, the third day, the fourth day. There has to be a non-coming of 30 days. Not just a non-coming of the 30th day, but a non-coming of 30 days. So the melee, that means that the Kiyum at night consists of the continual not coming of 30 days. So the melee, if the first day he was an us, if it hadn't been an us in Shriach, so the melee, that the night was not this time. Because it came at night, this is not it came at night. Even though in this case, there was a non-coming of 30 days. But as I explained in the previous show, why is there a law on the Raisa level that it came at night, this is not it came at night, but after all, it was fulfilled? The answer is, came at night doesn't mean that the Rotsno Odom, the Rotsno Mugarish, is that she should be migrashes in the event of one contingency and that she should not be migrashes in the event of another contingency. No. Tnai means that the Kima Tnai by the Gadmurah is the basis of the Havesa Girash. There has to be a Kima Tnai by the Gadmurah. So since there is a Sarasakosu of Lanaro Isasudobo, Lanaro Isasudobo implies אין לנערו משפט מוגרס, כי השדופו מי שעל ראינו, הוא צורך הלכין הדובר הזה, in other words, it's considered, it's not the act of נער אמרו עושו, it's in the temporary act, if an act is done by inners, so it's the act is in the temporary act, it's not the siachis, to the person as a God, the
It's a mechanical act. It's like the act done by wind, done by stone. When the wind blows it down and it injures somebody's head. So you cannot say that it's an act by the stone. It's done mechanically. So when the person does an act, so it's an act by Gagre. It's not done by it. But if it's done by it, so the act done by a person is analogous to an act done by a stone. It's not. So the melee Jim at Naibainers does not constitute a Jim at Nai by the Gagre, but just the fulfillment of a certain contingency. And Nai implies that in order that the get should be whole, the Gagre has to be retained in Nai. Not that the event should take place by itself in a terrible way. So that's the reason as to why, according to Rashi, and that is based upon the moral law and the Chosai, a Jim of Nai Beines on a device level is not a Jim of Nai. Is not a Jim of Nai. So in this case, true, there was a man coming by the government of 30 days. But the last day, the Jim of Nai consists of a continual man coming. For 30 days. There has to be, if you take out one day, so then you don't have a Jim of Nai. There has to be continual not coming, non coming, of 30 days that continues. For 30 days, non coming by the Gavre. Now, there was a continual non coming by the Gavre for 30 days, but the last day was a non coming day. So that's not an oncoming by the governor. It's an oncoming by the governor as a hefze. So the melee, it's not considered a jimat nai. But the only reason as to why it is considered a jimat nai is because it's an unsli shriya. So in other words, that was the undere. So it is considered as if he stipulated. And he said, even if I don't come as a result of the bridge breaking down, it should be considered a Jim at Nai and the get should have. But then came the Akudu has reference to a case. The Akudu has reference to a case where not all Asi is double, the A, the Sechlau, or is Malachel. So in other words, so since he was Mechuyev to do that at the very beginning, and he was able to do it, and he knew it, but it was another some less moment. So there is not considered. Now the question is this. The Agudah mentions the Raye. The Agudah mentions the Raye from the Gemara in Mishoze of Borishino in Mani Mishno Sakhid in Mishoholotwe. His Gemara is of Mishoholotwe. His Gemara is of Mishoholotwe. His Gemara is of Nichnas, we say she is a lawyer, you ain't a mason. But without the special takone by you, as of so then the bodies, so well then the bodies would become hollowed in the Lankia. But the question is, if we say, so that is right, that's right. If we are going to say, why do you case that honors the war? Onus b'imachim is also considered an onus, so why you have to make it a covenant without onus? So the bodies could not become holy in the Nikea simply because he tried to redeem it, but he was prevented from redeeming. That's right. But the question is this, what's the onus? What's the halacha by body halacha? The Torah says that if somebody moves himself a house or a chaimot, so he has a right to redeem it within 12 months. If he doesn't redeem it within 12 months, so then it becomes homes in the Rikeh. So the Mikiyah gets a absolute title in the Bais. So what's the Aloha? What is the Zerzakoso? It's the Zerzakoso. It's not based upon any Yudin. It's the Zerzakoso. What's the Bach in the Zerzakoso? Is it that the Mikiyah acquires absolute title immediately? But the Mikiyah has his rules to it. But he acquires tarifal, absolute tarifal, becomes best of the Mikiyah immediately. Except that the Mikiyah has his rules to it. That's one way of explaining the Zerzakoso. The other way of explaining the Zerzakoso is that it's not that the Mikiyah gets title immediately. On the contrary, it is non-redemption within 12 months. It's the non-redemption of the house within that 12 month period that is machal the house, that gives, that rests absolute power in the Mikiyah. And without the non-redemption, so he doesn't give the title. In other words, maybe it's possible that the Pshat Mikzot, the course of things, that when one sells a vice in oil and law, so it is analogous to a Mechira. Let's say, if somebody will sell a vice to the other person, and he says, if I don't redeem that bias within 12 months, then you get absolute power. So in such a case, if you became a time, if the non-redemption within 12 months, if the non-redemption within 12 months, the less absolute power will get. Absolute power will get. Now, so the shaila is this. So Reb Chaim is a raya from the Rambam, that it's not that he gets title immediately, but the Mikiyah has his chus to redeem it, to take it away from him. So he mentions the raya from the Rambam, that very zafir chashit in the name of Allah Hefes, the Rambam says, Bar, war is paid by the place of him, Vigore achim miyad ahetesh Vigishol solim shomo vishol Vigal miyad ahetesh Vigore bolo mechwad miyad ahetesh Shein ahetesh chim vrola lekeya Shenem ahu vini vissi dvei sol. So if somebody who's my she buys in her when somebody awards somebody else was doing and somebody was doing bringing the Yad Hedesh. So in this Hedesh, we start recognizing this Hedesh from the moment that it was Nikon Yadesh, that was Nikon Yad Hedesh. So, Kim shows you more. So that means, even though 12 months as of the moment, when he sold it to Shine, has already expired. But sittings in literally, it was Hekdesh. So as long as 12 months didn't expire from the moment that it was Nidal Yad Hekdesh, so the Mechir still has a right to redeem. If we are going to say that he doesn't get any dollar, I will try it immediately. But he gets title as it becomes holy as a result of non-redemption. by the way,
then we understand.
So in other words,
so there has to be a long redemption by the Mechaviah
in
the time when it's in the possession of the Rekeach. But it's not the 12-month period of long redemption where it is in the Rishus of Eresh. But if we are going to say that the Rekeach gets absolute title immediately, but it's a special source that the Mecha has, you can take it away from him within the first 12 months.
So
even if the 12 months were in the hands of Hedesh, but the 12 months already expired, and the Kirach acquired absolute time during the vice at the very outset. Only if it is, the Kirach has a schus to redeem it. He has a schus to redeem it within the first 12 months, but not later. So you see from this halacha in the Rambam that it's not that the Kirach gets absolute title immediately, except that the Mecher has a schus to redeem it, to take it away from him. But he doesn't acquire real title in the bodies until there is a long redemption of 12-month period, by the Mecher. That is Machel the wise. That's Machel the wise. We see that from the Rambam. So then the question arises, now, the Teretz and the Insidious discussion against David, because David says only Bimah, is not an honor, and that Insidious discussion from our demoring Suvis, because from our demoring Suvis is Mashma, that only Bimah is an honor, because the only business to our, Shmuel said, when she was here, is because it was an insidious Shia. So in real way, it's considered as if the Baal had spelled it out explicitly at the time we really get to his wife. And he said it, that even if I don't come within 30 days, because the bridge will break down, so you should still be with the rest. Otherwise, if it hadn't been such a insidious Shia, so then it would be considered as a Kimat Lai Beines, maybe it would be Kimat Lai, on the highest level.
So,
but according to the Agude, so even if it had been a Mesir Shriya, but if only the 30th day, the non-coming, and the 30th day is Beines, but the other 29 days, what, so it didn't come, not Beines, but the Chotzli didn't come, the other 29 days. So it still should not be considered the Kimat Lai Beines, but it should be considered the Kimat Lai Berotzen. So the Teretz of Chaim was, in this case, since the Kimat Lai consisted in a non-coming by the government of 30 days, so the Kimat Lai was not considered just not coming, but a continual non-coming that will last continually for 30 days. So if one day, if there will not be a non-coming realized, and one day, so then there is no Kimat Lai. And the last day of the 30 days was fulfilled Beines. That's not considered as a kin by the government, that's considered as a mechanical fulfillment, not as a fulfillment by the government. So mainly it's not a Kimat Lai. So the question arises, so how can you mention a Rai? So then the question arises, so by what Elohim do, since we deduced from the Elohim in the Ramah, in Perikud Beis of Shemitah Yehu, that by what Elohim, it is the non-redemption by the Gavre, that is machling the bodies in the Rekeach. So, the non-redemption for what period? The non-redemption of one day? No, the non-redemption for a period of 12 months. So, Mimele,
So why do we say over there that he's not considered an onus? That he's not considered an onus because only the Machmei he was an onus. But he was not an onus on all the other days of the 12-month period. But in this case, even that wouldn't have to admit that he should be considered an onus because he does, the Lekeia doesn't get any absolute title at the very outset. It's only the non-redemption by the Meicher for a 12-month period that is machlik, that invests the Lekeia with absolute title in the bias. So, in connection with Potter Chaimo, if he's an onus, so that means that the Tnai was not his style, because Potter Chaimo is like a sale of a house on the condition that the Meicher will not redeem it within 12 months. So in such a case, every day is important. And if the non-redemption, the kiyum, on the last day of the 12 months is bainus, it should not be considered as a kimat mat. So Rav Chaim says that we have to say that by Boto Rechaimo, so it's true, that is muchach from the Rambam, that the Lekeia doesn't get absolute title at the very outset, only that the Meicher just has a right to redeem it. No, it is the non-redemption. It's the non-redemption of the house that is machlit, the bias in the Lekeia. But it's not that the continual non-redemption, the continual non-redemption for a period of 12 months that is machlit. It's the failure by the Meicher to exercise a single act of redemption within a period of 12 months that is mach. If we say that it is the continual non-redemption by the Meicher for a period of 12 months, the continual non-redemption, the first day of the 12 months, the second day, the third day, the continual non-redemption, the continual failure of redeeming within 12-month period that invested, then we wouldn't say that honestly the Mahdi is not the one. Because if it is the continual non-redemption, it is the failure of the first day to redeem it, the failure of the second day, the third day, the fourth day, and up to the 365th day, if the 12 months have 365 days. 12 months don't have 365 days, so let's say they have 354 days. So if we want to assume that it is the continual neglect, failure to redeem the house throughout the 12 months that is marking the bias, so then the Buddha would agree that honestly the Mahdi is considered an honest.